Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. And today I'm joined by Bill Cohen. He's with our Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Welcome.
Thank you.
A couple of Quinnipiac polls came out this week, and I want to start with Governor Kasich. Not the greatest news for him in this latest poll. What did it find?
Well, it found that his disapproval rating is sinking even more. Back in May, those who disapproved of him in office outweighed those who liked him by about 11%. Now his disapproval gap has widened to about 15 points. It appears to be mostly because people are upset about the new collective bargaining law that he backed, and they're upset about the new state budget.
And, of course, it became official this week that the referendum on the collective bargaining law will go on the November ballot. This week you sat down with a national union leader, and you reported that this campaign is going to have national implications. Can you tell me about that?
Well, sure. I mean, this is Ohio is kind of a flashpoint here. We have had similar disputes in Wisconsin and a few other states, but I think Ohio is one of the only states, perhaps the only one, where the voters are actually going to get the final say on whether to pass or kill a collective bargaining law, a new change that weakens considerably the power of unions at the negotiating table. And so you're going to see national unions and liberal groups from across the country pouring money and manpower in, perhaps millions of dollars worth, to try to convince Ohioans to get rid of the law. You're going to see conservatives and Republican and business groups perhaps doing the same thing on the other side, trying to pump in money and manpower, trying to get people to say, no, let's keep this law here. Because, of course, Ohio is a kind of a swing state, and a lot of people figure whatever happens in Ohio may spread to other states. So these national groups and activists think they have a lot at stake depending on what happens in Ohio.
Let's go back to some of the polls that came out. Another Quinnipiac poll took a look at President Obama, and there was some mixed news there. So what happened?
Well, it shows that people are pretty lukewarm in Ohio about Obama, virtually split down the middle. People are, and they've been that way for several months. When you ask people, should he be reelected, it's virtually an even split. But then when you say, okay, well, let's match Obama up against several Republicans, Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry and Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin, well, Obama beats all of them. He only beats Romney by about 4 points, but the others he beats by double digits.
Now, is this significant, or do we still have enough time for Ohioans to really form different opinions about the Republican challengers?
Oh, we've got plenty of time, more than a year now. Remember what happened a few years ago when the early polls were showing that Rudy Giuliani was definitely going to be the Republican nominee and that Hillary Clinton was definitely going to be the Democratic nominee. That went on for months and months. The polls kept showing that over and over. Everybody assumed they would be the nominees, and it wound up those polls were wrong, at least, or I guess it's more accurate to say, since those were snapshots in time, only snapshots in time. It wasn't so much that the polls were wrong, but the American people changed their minds and nominated two other candidates.
Another Quinnipiac poll took kind of a gauge of how Ohioans feel about the new health care law, and what were the findings there?
Well, very kind of conflicting results in a way. First, the pollsters asked people, look, the new federal health care law requires that virtually everybody buy health insurance or else pay a fine. What do you think of that? Do you support or oppose it? And by more than a 2-to-1 margin, Ohioans said they oppose it, 67% to 29%. 10 seconds later, the pollsters asked the very same people, okay, you say in general you don't like the mandate. Do you favor or oppose an amendment to exempt Ohioans from that mandate? You might think that by a 2-to-1 margin, Ohioans would say yes, they back the idea of exempting Ohioans from it. But instead, Ohioans were virtually split down the middle. 48% said they support the exemption, 45% say they oppose. That's a virtual tie, very similar to the margin of error in the poll itself. So the pollsters didn't go on and ask a third question, which I would have loved to have them ask, which is, well, why are you giving somewhat conflicting answers here to these two questions? I'd love to know the answer as to why. And, of course, the answer would give a lot of pointers to both sides in this upcoming campaign on the kind of TV ads they should run, what their messages should be.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen. He's with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure.